one step closer to getting a DVD or a CD set up. I'm not sure if I'm going to put the audio on a CD or a DVD, because what I just want to do is get the files out there to just to get them out there. A hard copy, because when you're paying for these services, you could lose your job, you could lose your finances, whatever, and the services that you pay for, you can't pay for, you lose your data, you know. So what I'm doing is getting ready to put all this stuff on a DVD and a CD, and then every 6 months redo it, you know, add another one. It's really sad. So I'll put it on a DVD. I think what I'll do is I'll put the audio on a DVD, and people probably can convert it to a CD. I'll put the videos on a DVD, and every 6 months, repeat that process. Because this information needs to go out. Some people don't really care about the creation code. That's what I call it, because it has to be, because it's encoded. The black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. The red versus blue is the Turing machine to turn you. That's why when you go to a barbershop, you see a red and blue spiral. The red and the blue spiral is turning, but it's also a barbershop where they cut, right? But when you go in the front door, it's a red and blue spiral turning. When you look at a football game or basketball game or hockey game, red versus blue. It's a repeat. It's a repeat. I've got a hanger right here, on an old hanger. It's from Comet Cleaners. C-O-M-E-T. C-O means together. M-E-T, extraterrestrial. So, God is outside of time. He sent his son to cleanse you. And it's a hanger with a hook. Trusted name since 1957. Cleaners, laundry. So God is actually sanctifying you, not only through his word, but we're in the word. So through the creation, the universe, because the universe is a derivative from the Logos. He spoke it all into existence. Everything is the word. It's just a different manifestation. So this needs to go out. This needs to go out. When I'm dead and gone, if the rapture don't take place, then this information needs to go out. The alphabet decode. A is the blood, B is a house. And the way that, instead of just telling you what each one is, go back to the Phoenician script and look at it from a holographic view. The letter A is more than just the letter A. The letter A goes back to the blood. Why did it go back to the blood? Because the letter A was an ox, and they would sacrifice an ox in a temple. And it's not necessarily in a temple, but it was on a platform that looked like the letter A, the bottom part, without the capstone. They had this table, or whatever you want to call it. I forget the name of it. It was a sacrificial platform shaped like the letter A, the bottom part of it. And the ox was killed. The letter A goes back to the ox. Let me see what my notes are from 10 years ago. The letter A is the blood. And you know it. And you don't even need the ox part or the Phoenician. You know it's the blood, because when the baby comes out of the womb, the baby says, Ma. And we know M is water, Phoenician script. And what does the baby come out of? Blood and water. The Ma, the A is the blood. Ma, Ma. And so when China puts behind each Mandarin word, not each, but they say Ma a lot. Ni hao ma. They don't have to say ma. They just can say ni hao. Ni hao ma. And I saw some Arabic pranksters online. They would call each other ma. Why? Water and blood creature. So the M-A is the water and blood. M-A-E is water, blood, spirit. That's a born again. AB is Abba Father. BC is the body of Christ. CB is Christ's bride. That's why NBC, ABC, CBS, it's all about the body of Christ. It's all about you if you're saved. Everything that they're doing, all the movies, all the music, all the TV shows, it's all about you, the body of Christ. Everything. And their whole goal is to try to corrupt you and take you out of your calling and not let you know your true identity, to get you yoked up with the unsaved, to get you to think that this is the place to focus your time and energy when it's eternal. Every day is the same. You can set patterns in your thought life and then you can play them out in 3D. You can write your own script, but you're not God. You're just a farmer. Just because you can create patterns that manifest the next day, the next day, the next day, doesn't mean you're God. It just means you're a spiritual farmer. Just like the farmer's not a God, but he knows if he puts a seed in the ground, a watermelon seed in the ground, what's he going to do? In a few months, he's going to have a watermelon harvest. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because you learn how the system works doesn't mean you're a God. You're sons of God. So the biggest things I want to get across is 666 cube is based on the flesh side of man. God had to give a cube system something you could understand when you're in the flesh mind, because you reap what you sow, and that's why the flesh creatures say karma is going to get you. Even though they know karma is going to get them, they still do it, and it reflects back, and karma got them, you know? Karma's a bee. Karma is a biddy, but it happens. But the Bible calls it reaping what you sow. And so your forearm to your fingers is 6 plus 6 plus 6, 18 inches. The cube is closing in the cross. So when you're in the flesh mind, you can't see the cross. All you see is your reflection. You're stuck in the AC. People say, well, why is the 13th floor evil? Or why do people don't put number 13 on a hotel? Because 13 is AC. AC is Antichrist. AC is air conditioned. AC is 1313. It's the horror show. Time is befallen. The AC sine wave is the horror show. The direct current is direct to God, you know. But the up and down drama, which is Draco Ma, is the horror show. Draconian drama. The drama of Ma. Ma creatures are only full of drama. The Ma creature is not the M-A-E, the May creature. Mother May I? The only way you're going to move from a Ma creature to a M-A-E creature is get born again and receive the Spirit of God. And so you're in the sine wave, you're in a system of cycles, time, sine wave. It's all a sine wave. It's all a repeat. And once you get really some deep understanding about this, you can see past time and you know it's already been, and you can actually see the precogs and the postcogs. Today I saw a cat, went into work for a couple hours, saw this cat when I pulled up, a stray cat, and I thought to myself, that cat is going to die soon. That's what I thought, because it was just all sickly, you know. I had to go to work. I threw some food out for it, but I don't know if it ate. But anyway, about 3 hours later, went back to the house, and as I was driving, there was a dead cat on the side of the road. I remembered my thoughts 3 hours before I went in to do a job. Long story short, I actually see this happen all the time, but it's happening to everybody. I'm just aware of it. That's all. I cut off all the noise, the TV, the music, and all that stuff. So A is the blood, B is the house, C is a rich man chasing the poor down to give him charity, D is the door, and so C is the agape, E is spirit, F is man's number. That's why they say F, U, and stuff like that. G is Golgotha, 7, it is complete, it is finished. H is eternity, I is Jesus, J is Jesus. K is worship, L is E-L, God, M is water, N is the snake and the fish, O is the womb and is also a window, P is the seed, and it's also pointing to Pa. Q is OPQ, the birthing, but it's mainly the spiritual birthing. Q, hello Q, you're in Q after Jesus, following after. That's why Star Trek had those creatures that are Q in the story or series. That's why when you see QQQ in the investment, it's going up, up, up. Because it's in Q, following after. R is royalty. S is summation or integration, integrating the parts back together. T is the cross. ST is the snake on the cross. U is EWE. V is the cutting. W is the body double. You're seated in the heavenlies, but you're walking it out down here, your body double. X is take up your cross. Z is a boomerang weapon. And it's fight, stand, therefore having your loins girt about with truth. So the alphabet, and not only that, but the alphabet shows you the history, because you can actually see the gospel in A through G, and you can see the eternal state. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, and he's all going to bring it to an end. So that even the alphabet tells you the compilation, the dispensation. I'm sure you could find the rapture in the alphabet. I just haven't really thought about it or spent much time on it. But the rapture is in the alphabet. It has to be, because everything's encoded everywhere. You know, Adam and Eve is encoded right in front of you. Cain and Abel's encoded right in front of you. Encoded in what you, how you chew your food and everything else. All those Bible stories are encoded in everything that you do. Your fingers, your toes, your body, your torso, your pipes, your synapses. Synapses is synagogue. So your forehead, your eyes, everything. When you bow down, condescend to men of low estates. That's in the Bible. So when you bow, when you serve one another. So everything's encoded. When you go to pay your money and you go to the store and you pay and it says, how was your service? Thank you for your service or something like that. And so you're here to serve. There's an interaction. When you give, there's a receiving, but there's also a reciprocal situation. When somebody gives, somebody has to receive. You know, there's a lot of words like that are Janus's words. The Janus word is pretty much a Janus word. Is spelt the same, but it means the opposite. You can mean one thing and mean the opposite. And just like leave and cleave, for this call shall man leave mother and father and cleave to his wife. So the word cleave can mean cut and it can mean to glue. And so there's many words like that. And the reason that the Janus words work is because what happened at the cross, Jesus died and rose. So the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So the thing, when you're in the flesh mind, the thing that you think is going to kill you, aka the law, the letter, the word, is the same thing that's going to heal you. The venom can be used and turned into a solution to heal, right? The thing that bit you is the very thing that's going to heal you. That's why the Bible says in John 3, look and live. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look and live. So Moses put the snake on the pole and said, look and live. So Jesus is the snake on the pole, and you have to look and live. You have to believe. You have to receive. You have to accept. Receive, accept, believe. And so the code, look at all the emergency room signs, the doctors, the ambulance, they all have a cross. Red cross. Well, there's the red cross, the blood of his cross. That's your healing. That's everything. It's right in front of you. The Coca-Cola machine, you put the coin in, or the dollar, coin, coitus, you put the coin in through the slot, the slit. It goes down and you select, elect. You select what you want, the elect. And then you push the button and the machine, the machine pushes out the baby. At the bottom, you reach your hand down there and you grab the product, the produce, the reproduction, produce, product. Be fruitful and multiply, reproduce. And so it's all a reproduction, but it's not just a reproduction in the natural or the farming or the industrial. Everything's a reproduction, but it's mainly a reproduction story, love story of what happened at the cross. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So the sacrificial, redemptive story of the cross is playing out all the time all around you. And so when you have to sacrifice because you love somebody, then that's part playing it out, playing out the love story. And so what I'm saying is the reproduction is not just birthing or industrial or farming, but it's also the stories that people write. All these scripts are your script. Jesus walked the script for you. It was all written about Him. It's all about Him. But you're just in series, in queue, after, in sequence, after Jesus. And so that's what's happening. So every moment of every day, you're doing the same truth that happened at the Bible, at the cross, and it's in the Bible, but you're playing it out in 3D. Instead of a 2D book, it's a 3D book. And what is it? Cut, turn, union, flow. Cut is the cross. Turn is verse. You're going about your verse. You're going about your path, and you to make a turn, and you go another turn, and another turn, and another turn. Union, it's about union. The two become one flesh, husband and wife. Union with God, though, through Jesus. Flow, the blood flow, flow. So when you drink, when you turn the spigot on, the water has to flow. It goes, when the blood runs through your body, it flows. The currency goes between the banks, it flows. The current goes between the bankers, it flows. Currency, current. Bankers, bank. Currency, current. Banks, banker. The banker, currency. It flows. The banks of the river, current. It flows. The blood in your body, it flows. If water is stagnated, you can't drink it. It makes you sick. You got to have a flow. You got to have a flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. Cross, verse, union, flow. Cross, verse, Amos 3:3. And why is it 3:3? Because Jesus died at 33 to bring you back in union with God. Union, it's even in math. Look up union math and you'll see the Vesca Piscis, the symbol of the fish. Fishers of men, 153 fish he caught. And that's how it works out in the math. Flow is the blood. Flow is following after. Ordered list. The reason follow, if you break the anagram, flow and follow, there's a OL left over. You're in order after. You're in queue. You're in sequence. You're in series after. So that's why when you go about your day and you look at a TV series, you're going to see the very thing you talked about or thought about will come up in the series. I was just talking about that. I was just thinking about, yeah, because it's about what you're doing. Now, because you're still in the body, the synchronicity is not 100%, but it's close. But when you see Jesus, you'll be like Him, and the synchronicity will be 100% then. But you can see a lot of synchronicity now if you get your heart right and get your thoughts right. You can get in the flow, and you'll be in sequence. You'll have the same frequency. Your body doubles playing out down here. Keep short accounts. You're not perfect. You're still being sanctified while you're down here, but you're keeping short accounts. This is why there's a whole lot more I could talk about, especially the cube, the red versus blue, the sine wave, the sin wave, the green and red. That's Cain and Abel. Green is the old reptilian nature. Red is the blood. The Abel went by faith. So it's very clear what's going on. That you're in a 3D version of the Bible. And the reason you're going through the cycles is because it's a simulated training program to teach you how to love, and teach you how to sacrifice, and teach you how to be a real adult, saved adult, and think outside of the drama and just start to think right, you know. But know this, you're in a war. The devil's never going to stop. He doesn't sleep. So while you're sleeping, he's coming up with a plan. And so the way I found to beat the devil was run to Jesus. But the way I found to deal with the everyday stuff the devil throws at you is to have less agreements. Have less responsibility, less agreements, and just stay in peace and pay attention to who's really a friend or a frenemy. If somebody's a frenemy, they're going to be mocking you. They're going to be saying things. They're going to be using words to try to depress you, to get you to back in time, be worried about the politics or the nation. They want to worry you, or they want to pester you. They want to mock you. They want to harass you. They want to pretend to be a friend, but they're a frenemy. And a lot of them are psychic vampiring off of your power. They're not really saved, and they're just vampiring off of your gifts and your strengths, and they're just vampires. So you have to limit how many conversations. You have to limit the music. The music is a Illuminati mind control, all of it. The system music is Illuminati mind control. That's why they only let certain people into the ranks. The movie, but if you listen to it, though, it's going to preach Jesus. There's a lot of movies that are anti-Christ movies, but they say Jesus and they say God in the movie. Over and over. One of them was the Black Bear movie. Go towards the end of Black Bear. In the very end, he says, God, Jesus, God, Jesus. He's telling you, I mean, the script writers had to put that in there. He kept saying God and Jesus in that script. The Black Bear movie, which is an Antichrist movie, it's the weirdest movie you ever watch if you watch it. But he says God and Jesus. Why? Because they have to. The whole system is preaching Jesus whether they like it or not. They can try to hide it, but it's encoded everywhere, so it's impossible. It's impossible. That's why they wanted to shut me down. Lie and defame me, lie about me, make up stuff, not real. And so the same with you. If you're really saved, while you're down here, you're going to be persecuted. Apostle Paul said he was shipwrecked, put in jail, defamed, lied about, and falsely accused, all kinds of stuff. Why? Because they're going to make you look, they're the crazy one, but they're going to make you look crazy. They're crazy. But you show them up because you just go to work, you go home, you don't fight, you mind your own business, you live a peaceful life. But they don't, so they got to try to make you look crazy because you're living a peaceful, orderly life. You're living a peaceful, orderly life, minding your own business. So they got to make you look crazy because they're not doing that. They're running from house to house, speaking things out, not. And so they've got to take attention off themselves and put it onto somebody else that they think is a sheep, or think that they think that they can't see through the games. I hope it's all making sense. You're in a war, you're in a battle, and that's all right. Jesus already won. It's already finished. You already won before this thing was even created. God knew you before the foundation of the world. It was already finished. Every battle that you face today, tomorrow, yesterday, which is all the now, it was already finished, and already the victory was already there before it ever even hit you. The reason you got to go through the struggle is to teach you to walk by faith. It's encoded in your fingernail. The lunula on your fingernail is lunar blood. The cuticle is covering. The nail on your fingernail is nail. N-A-I-L. The prints on your finger is print. The nail prints of the cross. So you got the nail print, N-A-I-L. You got the fingerprint, the print. You got the lunula, and you got the covering on your thumb. The gospel's being preached on your thumb. The joints of your body are coming together, which preaches the union, the nexus point of all things. So actually, all the joints on your body, they're all connected in the spirit realm. They're all the same. And that's why your body has many parts, but it's a whole. You can see the whole in the parts and the parts in the whole. And because it's all a holographic fractal simulation projection from the spirit realm, it feels like many parts. But the reason that God is allowing this is because many parts make up the body of Christ. You got preachers and teachers and evangelists and singers and all that. The many parts of the body of Christ make the whole. That's why denominations are denaming you and trying to separate the body. If I go and when God, the Shekinah glory showed up and showed me this stuff, if I went to the local church, they kicked me out because they can't receive what I'm saying. Why? Because they've separated. And that's what the devil's doing in the system, to try to separate the gifts in the body. And if a channel on YouTube who's telling truth starts growing, they attack them. I mean, they attack them. They try to shut them down. I got to the point where I wasn't going to be censored, so I just started speaking what I wanted to say, saying what I wanted to say, and they shut me down. But I shut myself down because I knew it was going to happen. I really was tired of it. If we don't rebel against the censorship, it's going to get worse. Free speech is important. Socialism is a lie because it's a sacrificial, redemptive creation, and socialism doesn't want sacrifice or redemption encoded in these societies. They just want to give you something. And it's human nature to say, yeah, I don't want to work, I just want to receive. And so they're actually pulling you into slavery because of your... If they're pulling us into slavery because of our laziness, because we don't want to sacrifice for a paycheck, you know. Long story short, everything in front of you is telling you the whole truth. Paper, copy paper, copy paper. C-O-P-Y, pie per the pie, together, the whole pie, making a copy. And so if you look at a pack of paper, there's a bunch of them. Let's say there's 100 pieces of paper, 50 pieces or whatever. They all look the same. They're in series. They're copies. So God is making copies of His Son. The devil's trying to make copies of himself. The devil's a liar. The devil's children are just steal, kill, and destroy. And so the devil's trying to make this. The goats are trying to make you like them. And it's hard to go the straight path because it's against the current of the system. You're down here against the current of the system. But actually, the current of the system, if you go that way, you just destroy yourself. So you're better off just go ahead and follow God, because you're going to destroy yourself anyway. You might get ahead for a season, but you're going to destroy yourself. Because if you don't have peace, you're going to be running to drugs or drinking or putting something in your body, to some kind of addiction to try to cope with this insane place. Trying to prop yourself up. See, a dead human, dead in trespass sin, they're trying to prop the body up. But the Bible says in Romans, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Mortal body means a body that's mortal. And the word M-O-R means what? Morgue. You're walking around in a mortal body. Dead body. The morgue. The mortgage. Why is it called a mortgage? Because if you don't pay it, the contract is dead. The agreement is dead. It's mortal body. It's a dead body. It's a dead system. That's why they always that's why they always destroy themselves. That's why they have to reset the stock market every 10 years. That's why the Democrats always contradict and destroy themselves. They're a walking contradiction. That's why somebody who's trying to run a business without biblical principles, they're actually just, it's a joke. It's a joke. Try to run a house without biblical principles. It's a joke. Church, house, whatever. If you let Jezebel rule, it ain't gonna last long. It's gonna be destroyed. That's why Jezebel wants to be the head of a house, a church, a job. Because they're out to try to usurp the authority figure and take them over and be a little proxy leader. That's what's happening. But it never works. Because they're going to have to bring in false prophets and tell a bunch of lies. And people start to wake up to the lies. You know, they might believe it at first, but then they start to wake up. They start to wake up, you know. That's why I want to do a DVD, because there's so much to talk about because of 10 years of decoding every day for 10 years. And 20 years of Bible study every day and tying the creation code with the Bible and showing you that it's right, it's written right in front of you. And I didn't do it. God revealed it, because I said, Lord, what's going on? Because I studied 666 code for 5 years because I was seeing it everywhere. I said, it looks like the devil's winning, Lord. What's going on? I asked him twice. And he finally, in an audible voice, he said, look, it's right in front of you. And then I still couldn't get it. And then so the Shekinah glory showed up. And I was revealed it. Face to face, I was revealed. And it knocked me down. And everything changed. It didn't happen overnight. It took time to build it. So when you look at a product and you see that code on the back, it's got 666 encoded in that barcode. But guess what? That's just the flesh mind. Because if you turn it over, there's another code on the front side, even in the barcode. The black and white is the cross. But even on the product that has 666, you'll see the spiritual side. You got 666 versus 7. You got 666 versus the blood of his cross. So you see the flesh mind. And you see the spirit mind on every product. You see the flesh mind and the spirit mind on every page of the Bible. Man cannot escape it. You cannot escape the story of the cross, whoever you are. So you might as well acquiesce, submit, fall down on your face, and cry out to God and say, Lord, save me. I'm a sinner. Lord, save me. Come into my heart. Save me. Lord Jesus, I deserve hell, but I don't want to go there. You're losing. Unless you get in tune with God, you're in a losing battle. You're not going to win. It's His created script. You're not going to win. You're not going to make it. That's why Jesus died. He's the only one that can make it. You can't make it without Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only way out of this maze of lies by the devil. And it's so huge that it takes about 10 years to see through it. Unless somebody can guide you faster, but the maze of lies is so deep. The holidays are mockery of the holy days. Your Gentile holidays are just a mockery of the holy days. Look how it's spelled. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y versus H-O-L-Y-D-A-Y. Everything the Gentile does is an upside down mockery of the holy word. Every verse is being mocked. Every one of them. By the Gentiles. And so the elect saints get saved and they come out from among them. But you got to live down here. Rub shoulders with them, even though you're not of them. And it's rough. I understand where people are coming from.